the V-chip. I voted against the V-chip. And I for the most part, echo your feelings, you know, that the V-chip is kind of an attempt to control something that it really won't control. I don't think it will give the industry the controls that the V-chip legislation is supposed to do that. But we were talking here at the table. And one of the things that interests me, I'm a year old freshman now in Congress, is that Congress will find an issue that is this big and want to fix it, and it's a problem. And so they'll write legislation, and it deals with that problem and can give the appearance of repairing that problem, but in most cases it'll create about 500 other problems. And it's sort of discouraging to me that when you go to Congress, in a way, some of the members take on the position that they know everything about everything, because they kind of feel that that's what they have to do. You know, you have these different people coming in and lobbying you, and you want to go, yes, and talk intellectually about their issue, sometimes not knowing a thing. So, which brings me to the issue of lobbyists. I find them very educating, and that there is no way possible you can go there and know about every issue you have to deal with and vote on to the degree that is necessary unless you get the education of the lobbyist, who is an expert in the issue, you know. And then the rest depends on your ethics, whether you'll use that source of information and use it fairly. But the notion that because a lobbyist has exposure to you is in any way corrupting, it's not. Or it shouldn't be. Or that congressman is there for the wrong purpose. He should just use that as data. And so these are some of the things that surprised me a lot. But most members will assume they know a lot about things. And in show business, a lot of issues come up. Well, I feel very qualified in show business because I've been in it for 30 years. And when I got elected, one of the things that struck me was the lack of communication between the GOP and the industry. And it kind of felt like, well, the industry kind of presented itself in a manner that, well, we've been hitting them pretty hard, and they must hate our guts, so we'll just have to wait till there's another turnover before we can be effective in Congress again. And so there didn't seem to be a tremendous effort to communicate with us. And on the other hand, I'm on judiciary, and one of the subcommittees is intellectual property. There are so many changes that are occurring in show business that it's staggering. You have the piracy issue. You have going from analog to digital, and copyrights, protection of copyrights in this day and age with the ability that the computer has to get on a superhighway. So the issues in the industry are limitless. And so I went to the speaker and asked him if I could form this task force, and told him why. I told him that I felt we had a lack of communication, and that the only way we could really communicate with the industry was not to evaluate them, but to recognize that there are issues and work together with them. And so he graciously gave me the chairmanship of a task force. And with that, I went out and tried to, I am still in the process of trying to communicate with the industry and letting them know that there's no intention of making evaluations. The point is to develop a communication and then recognize that there are issues, develop an agenda, and then work on the agenda, which is considerable. Right now, situation with China is a tremendous issue. China is ripping off virtually in excess of $1 billion, maybe closer to two, in counterfeit products from the industry.